Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. And it's a little bit after 9 o'clock, about 3 minutes after 9. And that must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Yeah, now.
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right, Robin, what's in the news there, babe?
Well, presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton found herself campaigning in Texas this week, and she had plenty of criticism for current President George W. Bush. Here's some audio of this. H-111.
Hillary Clinton. She's still campaigning, huh?
As much as ever.
She's ahead, by the way. If you look at the polls, a lot of the polls, the key states, she's ahead. I don't know what the exact delegate count is, but she's doing very, very well. Don't you count out Hillary Clinton. Don't count out the Clintons at all.
Hill Dog's going down in flames, my brother.
Hill Dog will be fine. And it's not Hill Dog. It's Hillary, and she'll be fine.
It's going down, my brother.
You know, there's a great saying in Texas. You've all heard it.
Where's the Hillary one? Where's the Hillary audio?
That is Hillary.
That's not Hillary. That's Cher.
No, Hillary's been talking all day, and her voice is raspy, and that's
where's the Hillary audio? Oh, you don't have it? What'd you say you don't have it? Don't put Cher audio in there.
No.
All right. We don't have the Hillary audio, so here's Cher pretending, I guess, to be Hillary.
You know, there's a great saying in Texas. You've all heard it. All hat and no cattle. Well, after 7 years of George Bush, we need a lot less hat and a lot more cattle.
Man, well, whoever gave you that saying, baby, gave you the wrong saying. It's big hat, no cattle.
You know, there's a great saying in Texas. You've all heard it. All hat and no cattle.
Yeah, the saying is big hat, no cattle, baby. It's not all hat, no cattle.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
It's embarrassing for her if it's not.
It's not. And that, big hat, no cattle.
That's embarrassing.
All hat, no cattle. Never heard that in my life. It's like I walk around with a big cowboy hat on.
Right.
And doesn't have any cattle.
Right.
You know, he's driving a Scion.
Simply stated, where's the beef?
Right,
you know, exactly. What do you got?
Right, so that's what...
He's in a Prius.
Right.
With his head sticking out the sunroof.
But that's going to be... Now, people should know that in Texas, she'll be running against Barack Obama. She's not going to run against a Republican in Texas, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm sure Hillary will win Texas, and then we'll have these super delegates, and she'll be the nominee. It's going to be...
Nah, Hill Dog's going down in flames, dude.
Yes.
No, flaming out.
No, you're not.
Flaming out. And then it's win-win for me. Because if Barack Obama wins, I like that dude. And if McCain wins, fine with that, too.
Yeah.
Cool for me.
I'm watching my stock in pantsuits. It's going up and up. I'm telling you, she's going to win.
That's a real terrible look.
That's how she chooses to present herself to the voters.
I know. But how about a dress, you know? Maybe...
On the night of the inauguration, she'll wear a dress. A beautiful gown.
How about a short skirt at the next Texas campaign rally?
Not a bad idea. Not too short. I mean, it is Hillary Clinton. You don't want too short.
All right. All right. What else is in the news, Robin?
Well, under oath in front of Congress, baseball player Roger Clemens stuck to his story. After a 4.5-hour hearing today, Congress settled for a draw in the debate over whether the 7-time Cy Young Award winner used performance-enhancing drugs. And here's some audio from Clemens' hearing. C-164.
All right. Roger Clemens, deny, deny, deny.
I've been accused of something I'm not guilty of.
That's
how do
right.
you prove a negative?
That's right.
No matter what we discuss here today, I'm never going to have my name restored.
Doesn't it sound like he's going through roid rage as he's speaking?
Yeah, he sounds like he's getting more and more pissed with every word.
Yeah, he's loaded up on steroids, or he was, according to this report. And now he's just hitting, the rage is out of control.
This piece of audio could end with him picking up like pieces of furniture and throwing them across the room.
At 98 miles an hour. Curving them right into the speakers.
Right into the strike zone, too.
I've been accused of something I'm not guilty of. How do you prove a negative? No matter what we discuss here today, I'm never going to have my name restored.
Jesus Christ.
But I've got to try and set the record straight. However, by doing so, I'm putting myself out there to all of you, knowing that because I said that I didn't take steroids, that this is looked as an attack on Senator Mitchell's report. Where am I to go with that? I'm not saying Senator Mitchell's report is entirely wrong.
That's right.
I am saying Brian McNamee's statements about me are wrong.
That is right.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Good. For a guy who
sounds like Clint,
like you,
for a guy who denies it, you certainly have the rage going, darling.
Sounds awfully mad.
Hotter than hell.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, the guy's 58 and he throws a baseball 103 miles an hour.
Right.
That's natural.
You know, I'm no doctor. I can't comment.
That, you could see those guys walk around the mall every day.
Do not see those guys at the mall. No, not where I shop.
Oh man. How about that? Guy's going to deny it till he dies. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, millions of single people own dogs in this country. And this year,
yes,
it is perfectly acceptable, Brian Whitman, to date your dog on Valentine's Day.
How far does that go?
Well, man's best furry friends are always up for getting spoiled. And boutiques like Bark Avenue in Honolulu have everything a dog has ever dreamed of and more.
Oh, man.
And here is some audio of boutique owner Renee Isaki talking up all the romantic Valentine's Day products she has in her boutique of D-177.
All right, D-177. Here we go. Dogs and Valentine's Day, man.
Right now for the Valentine's, anything with the heart, for the girls, anything in pink. Pink is always popular.
That's cute.
And especially the little one, she gets chilly, so she likes to put on her clothes, and she likes to feel dressed up.
That's cute.
Would anybody ever date that woman? Even if she was as hot as Pam Anderson,
yes.
Would anyone after hearing that audio date that woman?
Yes. If she was as hot as Pam Anderson, absolutely yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Or Angelina Jolie?
Hot women, we've learned one thing.
Like, even if you're with Angelina Jolie and she says this, don't you break up with her?
Right now, for the Valentine's, anything with the heart, for the girls, anything in pink. Pink is always popular.
Angelina,
and especially the little one, she gets chilly, so she likes to put on her clothes, and she likes to feel dressed up.
Angelina Jolie has probably said things even crazier, and she's with Brad Pitt. So here's the point.
Boom.
What you and I have learned is that you
Brad Pitt has a huge tolerance for crap in his life.
You can be a really, 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 really crazy chick, and as long as you're hot, you'll get dudes. It's not.
Yeah,
but
you got to be super, 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 super hot to roll that out.
Well, I think she'll be fine.
Sounds like a.
She sounds a little nutty, yes, but I'm sure she'll be fine.
Right now, for the Valentine's, anything with the heart, for the girls, anything in pink. Pink is always popular.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ.
For the girls, for the pink. I hate when girls do that, where they stretch a word out.
Oh, right God. Now, for the Valentine's, anything with the heart, for the girls.
With the heart, anything with pink. It's that long pause because they don't know what else to say.
Right, and they're thinking, what am I going to say next while they're saying pink?
Anything with a what should I say next? I don't know. Anything with a pink? I don't know what to say. No, no, no. Anything with a Valentine? It's like dating a foghorn. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, people calling a Michigan State Police post got an unexpected pitch for phone sex.
Whoa.
Calls
Are you
to,
serious?
Yes,
serious,
I am.
Dougie.
Calls to Bridgeport's main number were met Wednesday morning with a racy recorded message from a phone sex line. Sources say this was an internal issue that has nothing to do with the phone company. And we have exclusive audio from one of the emergency calls to a Bridgeport dispatcher. P76.
Are you serious?
Yes, Dan. Yeah. That's Doug, Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hit it, but nothing's happening. P176?
Sure. I have P76, but why don't you go ahead and try P176?
Play from in there.
Robin.
The audio on that? P76.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My wife's had a heart attack.
Over,
what am I going to do?
Start over. All right. The 9/11 lines are crossed up with sex lines.
With a phone sex line.
Yeah, just do the setup again.
No, that's the setup.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
911 operator. How can I help
you? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My wife's had a heart attack. What am I going to do?
Please hold.
Have you been a bad boy? If you're at home and feeling naughty, give one of our voluptuous girls a call. She'll treat you right. All night. Just give us a call for some hot talk at 1-900-976-4911.
Please state your emergency.
Oh, yeah. My wife had a heart attack. You know, can you put me back on hold for a second?
Please hold.
All right. All anything right. else in the news, Robin?
Oh, that's what's happening.
The news with Robin, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
There she goes. Look at that. All right, there's a big deal, a big to-do going on this weekend.
Is there a big balls up, Tim?
Yeah, they used to have this. No, it's a big event going on. They used to have it at the Garland, what is it, the Holiday Inn?
The Beverly Garland.
Beverly Garland Holiday Inn.
Yeah, right.
And I guess the event got too big. They've moved it to the Burbank Airport Marriott Hotel and Convention Center. It is Ray and Sharon Quartz presents Hollywood Collectors and Celebrities Show.
Really?
Yeah, here's what you can do. You go there, and you pay $20 to get in for a day, 2 days for $30. You get a deal there.
Yeah, that's a nice discount.
Parking is $8 a day. And for that money, you can go in and meet huge celebrities.
Like?
Well, let's see here. Maud Octopussy Adams. Wonder if Maud will be there on Saturday. On Friday and Saturday, she's just going to come Saturday.
I'm sorry, Tim. I'm not familiar with who that is.
Maud Octopussy Adams.
What's his name again?
Her. Maud Octopussy Adams.
I'm not familiar.
Terry Becker.
Mm. What's his name again?
Terry Becker.
No. It must be David Beckham. There must.
No. Jack DeMave is going to be there. Let's see here.
Even OJ's laughing at these.
Lynn Holly Johnson's going to show up.
Is she going by Lynn Holly Johnson? She's back to using the middle name? It's not
just
Lynn Johnson?
Oh, I know who Joyce DeWitt is.
She's going to be there?
Yeah.
I love her from Three's Company. Let's hear the theme, Jerry.
Yeah, Three's Company.
Come on.
I like Joyce DeWitt. It's almost worth going just to see Joyce.
I love Joyce DeWitt.
And then trying to maneuver your way around these other celebrities. Joyce DeWitt's going to be there.
I bet Joyce will be the most popular there because, believe me, nobody knows who any of these other people are.
That's not true.
Yeah? Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his.
Three's Company, too.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Anything else on there?
Let's see here. The lovely Luciana Paluzzi is going to be there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I check the spelling, Tim?
It's L-U-C-I-A-N-A, new word, P-A-L-U-Z-Z-I, Paluzzi, right?
Yeah, don't know.
So she's going to be there. And who else is going to be there this weekend?
But what are they doing there?
They sign autographs. You pay them, and you can take a picture with them and sign autographs.
Oh, my God.
Kathy Silvers will be there from anybody?
Kathy Silvers?
No. Yes. Let's see who else is going to be there. Hmm. Leslie Hoffman will make an appearance.
Oh, Leslie, she going to be there?
Yeah. Can anybody help us out with some of these celebrities?
Oh, Leslie's a man. I'm sorry.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you know old-time celebrities, we could love a hand here.
Excuse me.
Wally Weingart will be there.
These are not old-time celebrities.
I think they are.
An old-time celebrity is, before he died, James Garner was an old-time celebrity. Hal Linden is an old-time celebrity. These are not old-time celebrities. These people are...
Shirley Eaton.
Pass.
Man, who is you? Where are you coming from?
Well, I'm coming from the truth. I'm coming from the point of truth that these people are nobodies, and nobody knows who they are except Joyce DeWitt.
Joy Lane will be sitting there signing autographs. If you have a hankering for a Joy Lane, maybe you have a poster or a picture of Joy Lane you'd like to sign.
Well, you know, a lot of guys might have a Joy Lane Jones, man.
You know, there's a phone number here. Let me call it and see if some of these guys are around, man.
Ask him, who let all the celebrities out?
It says the phone, well, this is probably, I mean, they're probably closed, but we'll try it here.
Call them anyway.
All right, here we go. Put them on the line. Let me see here. Out in the valley. Hell, I knew that phone wouldn't work. All right, let's try it again here.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
2008, man.
All right, here we go.
Are you calling for Joyce DeWitt right now? Are you trying to get her? I don't think she's there, Tim. She's probably getting a good night's sleep before the appearance, don't you think?
Well, I'd like to find out some information. The Hollywood Collectors and Celebrities Show.
I don't think anyone will answer.
Burbank, California.
I don't think at 9:15. The night.
Hollywood Collector and Celebrity Show.
Boom. Oh, I. Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if
how can I help you?
Yeah, we're on. By the way, we're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's that?
Okay, it's a radio station here in Los Angeles. Just had to tell you that. Just let you know we're on the air.
All right.
I was wondering if what day Maude. I'm planning on coming to the big show this weekend, Friday and Saturday, February 15th and 16th, at the Burbank Airport Marriott Hotel and Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you had the schedule in front of you. I'm looking. I've got a big Maude Octopussy Adams Jones. I'd like to have some things signed. Do you have any idea what day Maude Octopussy Adams will be there?
Who?
Maude Octopussy Adams.
That's what I said, sir.
Hold on one sec. What's the name?
Maude Octopussy Adams.
But I think Octopussy, sir, is just her nickname. I think Maude Adams.
How about Lynn Holly Johnson?
You know about Maude? I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Wait, can you ask again?
Please ask.
Hold on. Anybody know about Maude? Maude Octopus Adams?
Octopussy.
Maude Octopussy Adams?
How about Joy Lane?
I don't know, dude.
How about Joy Lane?
Give a shout out for Joy Lane. Anybody?
Joy Lane. Is there going to be a Joy Lane?
Anyone?
Somewhere?
Leslie Hoffman?
Hey, Leslie Hoffman. Mike,
Friday and Saturday.
I don't know who I don't know who Leslie Hoffman is, man.
Oh, join the club, sir.
How about Kathy Silvers?
Kathy Swivers?
Silvers.
Well, she might. Silvers, but Silvers is the name.
Kathy Silvers or Swivels? Is she gonna be here?
Nothing.
Sir, I don't know. I don't know who Kathy Swivels is. And
Silvers, Francine York. Anybody?
Francine York. Is she going to be here? You know who that is?
All right, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know who these names are, man.
All right, man. We thank you for calling.
Right. Well,
come on, come on out.
Coming
on the phone.
Yep.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thanks, sir.
All right, there he goes.
Oh, I can't believe someone answered.
Yeah. Sounds like he went to the Groundlings. Got a lot of improv training.
Yeah, he was very well trained.
Let's talk to Rick in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys? How are you doing tonight?
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Whitman, I love your impersonations.
Thank
and,
you.
I wanted to say, Tim, you sound very sexy. That's all I wanted
thank
to say.
You, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You a straight dude?
Yeah, I'm straight, but you sound delicious. Like, if I were gay, not that I am, so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You'd hit it with me, huh?
Really? With Timmy?
All right. Well, keep in touch in case we both have a big life change.
An epiphany.
I will.
All right. Take care of yourself, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
See you, baby.
You know, that's a smart idea, Tim, to keep in contact with those people because you never know.
Who knows? You know, maybe, you know, too much saccharin makes you gay at some point in your life, and that guy's a big fan of Diet Coke.
Bam.
You know?
Yep. Marriage made in heaven.
What can you do? All right. Tim in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific, because I was listening to the radio, and you guys were talking about celebrities
from
back in the day.
Rachel Grant, who is that?
Oh, no, I was talking about Mark Hamill, because I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I thought you guys, that's what you guys were talking about, if you could come up with one. Because Mark Hamill is one. He's a celebrity, and he's not really famous
anymore.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and so is that the topic of this evening?
It sounds like you're more of a Dorothy Hamill fan.
No, mostly like Mark Hamill and stuff. It's pretty good. I'm actually vice president of the West Coast chapter of the Star Wars Club, so I thought maybe I could give
you guys a call. That's not a shocker, you know, sir. That's not.
Wow.
That didn't.
How'd that happen? I mean, who did you run for that?
That's such a good question. I was on the East Coast originally, and I wrote a script. And they got a hold of it on the West Coast, and they called me, they go, Tim, we love your script. Why don't you guys just come out? And I brought my brother, and they set us up, and now I just live out in Los Angeles, and I oversee a lot of our, like, things that we do.
And what were the accommodations when they initially brought you out? Where did they put you up, you and your brother? Was it at the Hollywood Motor Lodge?
No, it was this place
It's really weird. It's like within Hollywood. It's called the Standard. You guys
Standard. Okay.
Some sunset. It's very like cool because it's all Star Wars themed.
You're a
it's, like,
pussy.
Going to the bathroom and it's like the universe. Have you seen that?
Like, yeah, and you stay with your brother when you came out?
Yeah, so we stayed for like a week, and then they got us like they actually got us a place in Santa Monica. It's really nice.
Wow. Do you get chicks when you're out here?
And you're the West Coast president of what?
No, I said the vice president.
Of what?
Of the West Coast chapter of Star Wars.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's so cool. It's like
what are the benefits with that?
I'm salaried.
What is the salary?
You're salaried?
Yeah. Well, so for basically the first 6 months, if I do everything really well, I get installments of money. So
sure.
Basically, over the year, it's like $65,000. And when I told my mom that, she goes, yeah, right. And I go, yeah, right. No, I'm serious. And I showed her the installment.
Do you think people could stump you on Star Wars questions?
So, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But possibly.
All right, well,
I don't know.
We're going to give you
basically what I do is, like, right. I kind of head up the different gatherings that we do.
All right, Jerry Wyszowski has a Star Wars question for you here.
And Jerry knows his Star Wars.
Well, the thing is that I've asked this to Star Wars fans, like real big Star Wars fans. I used to know this, but I don't know it anymore, but it's a very tough question. I don't think this guy's going
to
get it.
So, wait, so you don't know the answer to your question?
Well, you'll know it, I'm sure, right?
What's your question?
Well, okay, what's the docking bay number that they go to in the first Star Wars?
You're talking about 76? You probably are. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, dude, you know a lot,
right,
man.
But that was
I don't know if that's the
question.
Right answer.
Hey, who is taller? C-3PO or R2-D2?
I'm not even gonna dignify that. Hold on. They want to know which is the taller droid. Okay, sorry. I think you know that.
Right.
Who's taller, Han Solo, Chewbacca, or C-3PO? Take all the time you need.
Who did Darth?
You guys are crazy. So are you guys fans as well? Or
who did Darth Vader turn out to be?
Oh my God! Are you? As a president or the vice president, I can't even dignify
that. Dude, you better answer that. We're going to hang up on you. Who did Darth Vader turn out to be? If you're a big Star Wars fan, you'll know that.
Luke's father, Anakin.
Dude, he's a big fan. That's right.
That's so rudimentary.
Gina, hold on one sec. This guy is really a big fan. He knew that. Hold on.
And don't dismiss it as rudimentary. That's insulting, sir. By the way,
Star Wars fans.
I think I'm entitled to an answer to my question, which still stands. Who's taller, Han Solo, Chewbacca, or C-3PO?
He's so tall. He's like the tallest guy ever. Have you ever been to the convention? They actually have like the real costume.
Well, all right, Harrison, we got another question for you from Shauna Woolsey here. Go ahead, Shauna.
Hello.
Hi, Shauna.
Wait,
Shauna,
hi.
Shauna, turn your
mic. I was calling about Luke Hamill, what are we doing here?
Wait, hello?
Q&A?
Yeah. Go ahead, Woolsey. You got a question?
Okay. Here, I have a question about Star Wars. What was the answer? What did Han Solo respond with after Princess Leia said she loved him?
What was that? Was that a soundbite?
Hello?
Did you do a sound
bite? Wait, Shauna, turn your mic off. All right, what was the answer to that question?
Can she say it again?
Yeah, ask it again.
What did Han Solo respond with when Princess Leia said that she loved him?
He kissed her.
No!
Nah, dude, you don't know Star Wars.
I know Star Wars.
And you didn't stay at the standard.
He said, I know.
And you didn't say it to standard.
And then he kissed her.
All right, hold on one second, dude. We're going to see if you're a fraud. Hold on.
He is a fraud.
And we're going to, if you have a stump by Tim, the crazy Star Wars fan, we're going to find out if this guy's really a Star Wars fan.
You think he's
and if he's the vice president of Star Wars fan club for the West Coast.
Notice he keeps correcting himself. He says president, and then he goes, no,
vice president.
I think he wants to secretly be the president.
All right, let's hang up on everybody here except for Tim in L.A. and see if this guy's really who he's cracked up to be, who he sells himself as.
Yeah, man.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you're a big Star Wars fan, we got to try to bust this guy's chop, see if he's anything.
Smoke him out.
It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Looks like Tim in Los Angeles, the vice president of the West Coast Star Wars Fan Club. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. Am I back on again?
Yes, you're back on the air, dude.
Oh, that was the longest holding I've ever been on in my life.
It's CBS Radio. Get used to it, buddy. All right, so you're a big fan of Star Wars, and you have been for how many years?
Well, so basically, since I was a little kid, it's just a great show or a movie, you know.
Where were you when you first saw the first episode?
Good question.
Of Star Wars.
Good
thank
question.
You. Man. Thank you.
So I was in my bedroom actually.
Uh oh. Oh, you didn't see it in the movie theaters.
No.
Okay.
I just had it on tape.
But when the prequels came out, were you lined up like one of the people who lined up to see it? You know, weeks and weeks before it actually premiered.
Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. So when I was waiting in line, that's when I wrote my script or my little story that I wrote.
All right, well, we're going
to... Okay. And that's how I got to be the vice president. They liked it so much. I said, you did a great job.
All right, we're going to ask you a few questions, see if you're the real deal. If you're the real deal, so Hollyfield.
I feel a little stressed about it.
Don't be stressed. Right. Don't make up excuses. Let's hit it and enjoy ourselves. Tyrone and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tyrone.
Yeah, I have a quick question. I have two questions. The first one, the name of Boba Fett, the bounty hunter's ship?
Tyrone.
Wait, hold on one sec. Let me put him on the other line here. Okay.
Tyrone?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What's the name of Boba Fett's the bounty hunter's ship?
Oh, so that's a tough one. Jeez.
Well, not for the vice president of the Star Wars West
Coast. Oh, it is. That's a really good one.
What's the answer, Tyrone?
Slave One.
Yeah, did you have to, how do you even know that?
Ring a bell?
No.
StarWars.com website.
Hey, you know what, Tyrone? Tyrone's actually the president.
Hell no, dude.
No, his name is, the president.
No, stop.
No.
Okay. Hey, Whitman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a tape of your man.
Turn it off, Tim, please.
He must have subscribed to, National Geographic.
Right, or Der Fuhrer Monthly.
All right, let's talk to Steve in Glendale. You have a question for Tim, the vice president of Star Wars?
Yeah, I sure do. This guy's a punk.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Steve, please. Steve, let's not insult the guy. Let's just ask him a question.
Okay. That was kind of abrasive.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tim.
Yeah, he doesn't even know me. So, I would say that's abrasive. That's an abrasive comment.
Wait, it's not racist, it's abrasive.
No, abrasive.
Is it a deal breaker? Is it an unacceptable comment, one that prevents you from even having a conversation with the gentleman? I mean,
let's ask the question. Steve, what's the question?
You can go ahead.
What planet does Chewbacca come from?
Oh, well, that's an easy one. I don't even know that one either.
What's the answer, Steve?
Chris Shack.
What?
Chris Shack.
Chris Shack. All right. 0 for 2.
Actually, I don't think that's the right one. I think that's wrong.
I think that so far you're lacking credibility, my friend.
I don't know. This guy, I still believed him. I still have confidence in this guy.
Well, what I had said is that I wrote a script.
I understand. So. I still have confidence in you. Jared and Marietta, you're
what
on.
What we call technicalities.
Jared. So, Jared and Marietta, you're on the air.
Hi, you guys. Question for Tim. Do you know the Sith name of Darth Vader's grandson?
His grandson?
The first name of Darth Vader's grandson.
The Sith name.
Sith. The Sith name.
Usually it just rolls off the tongue.
Do you know the answer?
You got it, Tim? Uh-oh.
Timmy? Are you crying, Tim?
There he goes. Wow. Let's try to get him back on. We have his phone number.
I think he was crying and he hung up.
I didn't want to do that to him, but, you know, if you're going to be a vice president of the West Coast Star Wars.
Well, shouldn't you be open for a few?
You've
got to little...
be the king, man.
Well, how about this? A little Q&A is all we ask.
All right, let's talk to Yoda. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, is this Cookie Monster or Yoda?
No, this is not Grover.
Grover.
Very good impersonations. Yes, you do. You're very strong with the Force. You cannot impersonate me.
All right.
No.
You sound like you do a really good Grover. Wouldn't he do a really good Grover?
Sounds like it would, yeah.
Yeah, I think he could do, I mean, just, you know, two steps to the left, tweak it 9 degrees to the left, and I think you got a real decent Grover on your hands. You could probably do kids' parties.
Mike in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1.
I just want to know if that guy's gay.
Which guy?
The guy on the phone with the Star Wars crap.
We don't know, sir. We don't go to the homes and into the bedrooms of our listeners and see what they do at night with other people when the lights are out. So it would be impossible for us to answer that very, very compelling question.
He might be. And I'm not going to say he is or he isn't.
Because you don't know.
But it sounds like he's into the lightsabers.
Sabers.
He's into the lightsabers. I don't know.
That's not about
it. Sounds like it.
It's possible. Anything's possible, Tim.
I don't know.
You know.
Listen, he could be the biggest stud on the planet.
Hey, anything is possible.
But I think it might be Saberville.
All right. Very good.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Look at that, man.
Yeah, man.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
We won't take any calls in this because it's too late.
All right, this is a rhetorical question, or you want me to actually answer?
I'd like to get a response out of you.
Sure.
When you have an iced tea, like a 12-ounce iced tea.
All right, I usually don't measure my beverages, but...
You might throw a teaspoon of... sugar, or maybe two in there, right?
That's right.
Right. How many teaspoons of sugar in a typical can of soda in the United States of America?
Oh, I'm bad at these questions. A typical can of soda, you mean like a 12-ounce can?
Bingo. How many teaspoons
of sugar?
Of sugar.
If in an iced tea there's one or two, and that's usually about what you throw in there.
Right.
I would have to say it's about six.
Close. Very close.
What is it?
12.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
10 to 13.
Oh, my God.
10 to 13 teaspoons of sugar in every can of soda.
Oh,
or
my
most
God.
Cans
is
of soda.
That right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The typical, I saw this on TV. I was watching.
That's unbelievable that they could even, get any, literally, that you could still get liquid in there with that
much. I know.
Much.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
I was watching, I was watching some show today, and it's amazing. In the 1920s or 1930s, the typical American ate 5 pounds of sugar every year. Now it's 159 pounds.
Oh, jeez. 159 pounds a year?
The typical American eats 159 pounds of sugar every year, eats or drinks.
But then how come we're living longer? I'll tell you know what? It's medicine.
It's modern medicine.
I tell you, modern medicine, forget about...
They're whipping these diseases.
Yeah, I mean, you marvel at modern medicine just because of what they've done. Now factor in what they have to overcome. Medicine is not just being created to save lives. They're creating these cures and these medicines that have to overcome all of the crappy things we're doing to our bodies before the medicine even has a chance to help us.
Bow! But that is amazing, huh? 12... teaspoons of sugar in almost every soda.
I never would have guessed that. I guess six.
I wouldn't either. I thought it was maybe one or two.
No, you mentioned to me iced tea, and I figure that's a pretty sweet iced tea if you put two, teaspoons.
Yeah, but how about those 48-ounce? I mean, if there's 12 ounces in a 12-ounce, if there's 12 teaspoons in a 12-ounce soda, when you walk into 7-Eleven, you get a 48-ouncer. That's 48 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost unbelievable.
It'll wipe you out.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to do because I enjoyed Coke. What can I do?
Drink it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I got to keep going. What the hell?
Well, I mean, you got to live.
Yeah, man.
Drink it, man.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have the guys in from 405exotics.com.
Yeah, man.
And maybe they brought some cars with them. I think they did. But it's some exotic cars, a Lamborghini and a Ferrari F430.
Oh, boy.
And you can participate this weekend. We'll tell you how when we come back. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. And we are live right here on 97.1 Free FM.